Well, we lost the first test to the British and Irish Lions. We won the first half and comprehensively were beaten in the second half. And a lot of the conversation has focused on a couple of decisions taken by Marius Jonker, the touch judge. But after all said and done, England were, over the 80 minutes, the better team. They started not as well as the South Africans, but they came out in the second half. I don't know what had been put into their halftime oranges, but it worked. And really, Craig, I mean, that's Craig Ray, sports editor of Daily Maverick. Yes, of course, there'll be conversations about some of those decisions, Willy Larue offside or not, and was Marius Jonker concerned about some of the fuss made about the fact that a South African was going to be and desperately trying to appear completely neutral? We'll have those conversations until the cows come home. But at the end of it, they were better than us.
Yeah, John, the reality is those decisions were made. South Africa had a 9-point lead at halftime, and they let that slip. And they let that slip through a few blunders of their own, in fact. I mean, I think swapping the entire front row at halftime, which they've come out and, you know, continued to deny that it wasn't premeditated, but I really refuse to believe that two props and a hooker were all a little injured or tired enough to come off at halftime, and that was a spur-of-the-moment decision. But what that decision did was, for some reason, Stephen Kitsoff and Frans Malherbe and Malcolm Marx were subdued. They weren't their usual effective selves. And, you know, the Bucks lost an opening scrum. They lost a penalty first or second minute of the second half. Went to a line-out. Then there was another penalty, then another line-out, and the Lions scored in the third minute. And suddenly, the momentum of the game had shifted, and what was a 9-point lead was a 2-point lead, and the Lions were no longer under pressure. They could chip away. And, you know, I think that just had a snowball effect. Then there were a little few calls that went against the Springboks, and they didn't react well to those, I don't think. The substitutes, I think the Springbok bench wasn't very effective. It wasn't the bomb squad we became used to. I don't think any of the substitutes had a positive impact on the game.
Not even Damien Willemse?
No, I was just going to say, yeah. Damien Willemse is the one exception you could say probably did. But it was a lone cause at the back. But the rest had no positive impact on the game, whereas at the World Cup, those substitutes actually raised the level. And a lot of that is to do with the fact that their build-up has been disrupted through lack of game time for 21 months and also COVID problems throughout the build-up to this particular series. So there were a lot of factors counting against the box. Plus the Lions, you know, played a bit smarter in the second half. They kicked higher and for more contestable kicks, putting our receivers under pressure. And throughout the game, they really kept the line-out away from the Springboks. The Springboks only had four line-outs on their own ball, which took away a very effective weapon from the box, which is the rolling maul. So it was a smart tactical play by the Lions. I think they won the battle of the words in the week, which probably did get into Marius Jonker's head a little bit. But they also won the tactical battle on the field on Saturday. And so with all that that went against the Springboks, they only lost 5 points. So I suppose the reaction is a little bit, there's a little bit of hysteria around. You know, it shows that these two teams are very evenly matched. So there's no reason to believe the Springboks can't come back and win. But at the same token, the Lions are not behind the Springboks in any way either. So it's going to be a tight series all the way through.
But you believe that there is enough coaching now? There's another week of people playing together, getting a rhythm together. Let's assume that Oxenchair and Trevor Nyakane's injuries are just niggles and they'll be able to train and able to play and maybe last for 60 minutes, and that when the replacement front row comes on, they're not as subdued as they were on Saturday. So a Bok victory in 6 days' time, 5 days' time, is a real possibility.
Yeah, we've seen it before. It's not unusual for turnarounds to happen. Go back to 2017, the Lions lost the first test against the All Blacks and won the second test. 2013, the Lions beat Australia in the first test. The Wallabies won the second test. And so it goes on, you know, back to the wall stuff and all of that, rah-rah. But I think the Springboks have got to get some selections right. I suspect Stephen Kitsoff and Frans Malherbe might start this week. Oxenchair...
Really? Given the fact that...
Well, I think they're better starters. Look, I think Malhab is a better starter than he is a sub. Some players just don't have the impact off the bench. They're better starters, and then you bring someone with a bit more impact. Kutsov, of course, did start on the bench throughout the World Cup, but I just got a
that
feeling
they're behind the beast.
And they rolled him out for media today, and often when they roll out a guy for media on a Monday, it means he's starting. It is his 50th test as well this coming weekend. Mm. So all things point to a Kutsov start, and that could be also because Ncheya is a bit injured as well. So there'll be a couple of changes. I think the biggest issue for the Springboks is Dwayne Vermeulen's absence. They really haven't found a replacement. I think poor old Cocker-Smith in the second half, when they started going higher with those kicks, he got smashed backwards in contact the entire day. And Dwayne Vermeulen doesn't get smashed back that easily in contact. And that kind of momentum at the breakdown needs to break down penalties or offside penalties from the team scrambling on defence. So it's a problem for South Africa, that number eight role. And I don't know what they're going to do. There's been some theories thrown around that Franco Mostert could go to number eight and play a sort of Dani Rousseau, Mark Andrews type of role in an emergency to beef up the back row in terms of its physicality. I'm not sure they'll go that extreme. But they've got to find a way to win this test because, there's no next week for the Springboks. It's a knockout game for them now. You lose on Saturday, the series is over. So they've got to somehow find something. And they'll be better for it. They'll be better for what they've seen from the Lions tactically and mentally. And they'll be a little bit better physically, but they won't be super fit. I think one of the things is altitude. The second and third test were supposed to be in Joburg, and with all that's gone on, they've been moved to Cape Town. And in a weird way, I think that might work for the Springboks because they're not at their physical peak, conditioning-wise. And so they don't have to go to altitude as well, which actually might, for once, play into their hands.
Who is the guy up in the box looking at the videos?
No, well, at this stage, I think it's still Maurice Jonker. I've heard Ben O'Keefe will ref. He's the New Zealander. Yeah. But Jonker will, as far as I'm aware, stay in the box. World Rugby have made no indication that there's a new TMO.
Craig Ray, sports editor for Daily Maverick, thank you very much indeed.